Hi everyone, I'm so happy to be here joining the Python track at FOSDEM this year. Today's talk will be about how to get started with Python and GitLab CI. There are different use cases for the kind of Python apps that you can use a continuous integration tool for, but let's talk about apps built with Python and Rust. When I first started learning about continuous integration, while there is enough documentation about how to use a tool like GitLab CI with Python for publishing your application on a cloud platform like Heroku, and also there is enough documentation about how to do the same task for Rust, there isn't enough documentation, or there wasn't enough documentation about how to configure your CI tool for applications built with Python and Rust. You can use Rust for writing native Python modules. You can run Python code directly from a Rust binary, and for that there are some libraries. Those libraries that we can use for that are CPython and PyO3. If you go to crates.io, you can find another other libraries. Just for talking about how to configure the local dev environment, there are some ways that you can install Python. You may be familiar with that already. You can download from python.org/download. If you're using Linux, you can download and install from the repositories using the package manager of your Linux distribution. You can also use PyM, but something to remember about that is that if we want to use Python with Rust, we have to build Python with enabled share. If you decide to use PyM for installing and managing the versions of Python for the project you're working on. For installing Rust, you can use Rustup. You can find more information in the official website of Rustup, that is rustup.rs. You can install the stable beta or nightly version of Rust running the command that you see here, or you want to build a custom Docker image with Python and Rust and the development tools you require. You can find a Docker file that I'm using for building a custom Docker image for that. If you go to github.com/matt-docker-rust-python, and you can find the Docker file that I'm using for building a custom Docker image for that. Talking about Heroku, well, Heroku has support for Python and Rust. There is an official build pack for Python. There is a community build pack for Rust. But something to consider is that Heroku doesn't have support for Python built with enabled share, and you will need to build Python that way so that you can run your applications built with both technologies. But let's talk about the support that Heroku offers for Python and Rust. There's an official build pack, and for specifying the dependencies of your project, you can use a requirements.txt file or a pip file. If you're using pipm, you have to create a proc file with the configuration and the instruction that Heroku will run to start your application. You have to specify the runtime, the Python version that we are using for the project. We have to create the runtime.txt file. And if you decide to use a tool like Poetry, there is a build pack that has support for this tool. Talking about Rust, there is a community build pack, and you have to add, apart from your cargo.toml file, that is the file where you specify the dependencies of your project and some additional configuration of your application, we have to add the proc file that will contain the instruction for start the application, and a Rust config file with the version of Rust that we are using for the application that we are working on. Well, something that I didn't mention is that if we are building apps with Rust and Python, The crates available for that require the nightly version of Rust, so that's the version of Rust that we have to specify in the Rust config file. The demo that I want to show you is a web app built with Rust that has access to a Firebase database. But when I started working on this demo, I found out that there wasn't a Firebase driver for Rust that works. So I decided to use the Python library. The GitLab repository that you see in the slides is the application that I will be showing later. Well, this is the repository where is the code for the application that I want to show you, and all the configuration files that we require for that. I will explain that later, but if you want to check the code, just go to that repository. So let's talk about continuous integration for Python and Rust. Talking about the configuration of CI/CD tool for Python, we have to create a prog file, and that's what I mentioned before. And that prog file will contain this instruction. We have to add gunicore as a dependency for the project, and this is the way that we start the application. And we have to specify the dependencies of the project by using pipe project.toml file or a requirements.txt file, depending on the way that we are managing the dependencies of our project. We have to specify the version of Python that we are using, and you can check the code here. Also, you will find the configuration files, and you can check how we can configure GitLab CI for that. Talking about Rust, the prog file will contain this instruction as Heroku assign randomly the port that the application will work on. We have to assign this value to this variable for configuring or running the application properly. We have to specify the environment where the app will be running. We are running this app in a production environment. We have to specify the path for the binary that Rust creates when we compile the application. We have to make sure that the cargo.toml file is in the repository. We have to add the Rust config file and specify the version of Rust that we are using. That could be stable, beta, or nightly. And we have to add the rocket.toml file. This file contains configuration about the URL and the port and other configuration related with where we can access the application. And the URL is the one that Heroku assign when you create a new app in the platform. And we also have to add the GitLab CI configuration file. You can check that in this repository, the repository that is listed in the slides. And now, talking about continuous integration, if we are building apps using both technologies, as Heroku doesn't have support for Python built with enabled shared, we have to use a Docker image for deploying our application to Heroku. And instead of creating a prog file, we have to create a bash script that will contain the instruction for running our application. And we have to add or make sure that the files that contains information about the dependencies of our project, both for both languages, Python and Rust, are available in the repository. Those are cargo.toml file. If you're using Poetry, that should be pyproject.toml or the requirements.txt file, depending on how you are managing your dependencies. And the Docker file that will contain the instructions for building that custom Docker image with the application. And for the configuration of the dependencies of the project, if you are using Poetry, this is how the file will look like. This is a demo of a web app that is built with Rust and has access to Firebase. We are using the Firebase library for Python. These are the dependencies for that. We have to specify the version of Python that we are using. And this is how the cargo.toml file will look like. We list the dependencies that we are using. Serde, that is a library for serialization and deserialization of data. And Rocket, that is a web framework for Rust. CPython, that is the library I chose for developing this demo. And well, I specify the versions of those libraries here, and the version of Python that I am using for this application. For configuring Heroku, we have to create a new app. We normally add the build pack for our application depending on the language or technology that we are using. And if we are using two different technologies, we can add both build packs. But now that as we are creating a custom Docker image, we don't need to do that. So we don't need to add the Python and Rust build packs. And after creating the new app on Heroku, we have to go to the dashboard of our account and copy the API key. We will need this value for configuring the repository and to tell GitLab CI how it can have access to the Firebase database. And that's what we do in the following step. We have to configure GitLab CI. For that, we in the repository go to settings, CI/CD, click expand, and in the variable session, add a new variable named Heroku API key and paste the API key in the value field. For configuring GitLab CI, we have to create this file in the repository, and we will have two stages, one for building the custom Docker image. For that, we will be using Builda. And after building the custom Docker image, we have to add that image to the Heroku registry. Heroku has a registry similar to what we have if we are using Docker Hub or if we are using the registry that GitLab provides. We have to add that Docker image to the registry of Heroku. That's what we do here in the last instruction in the build stage. We build the Docker image and then add it to the Heroku registry. And for the last stage, we have to publish that Docker image on Heroku, and for having access to the applications once the pipelines are run. After we create this file, the pipeline starts, and we can see that in the repository. I will show you that in a minute. So let's go to the repository. But first, let me show you the examples that I mentioned before. This is one example of how we use GitLab CI for an application built with Python and using only Python and not other language. We have the profile here that contains the instruction that Heroku will run for starting the application. We are using the Unicorn for that. I'm not using the community build pack that offers support for Poetry. That's why I have the requirements.txt file in addition to the pyproject.toml, that is the file that Poetry reads for knowing what the dependencies of our projects are. And here we specify the version of Python that we are using. This could change depending on the kind of project that we are building. And what is important is the configuration file for GitLab CI. We have only two stages, test and deploy. For testing, we are using PyTest, and we have to install the dependencies that are listed in the requirements.txt file, and after that running the test by running Python PyTest, and we are using the official Docker image for Ruby for deploying our application to Heroku using DPL, and we have to specify the name of the application, the name that we assign to the application when we created on Heroku, and this is the variable that we created before. And if we go to CI/CD, you can see the pipelines that were run. Okay, we have two jobs, test and deploy, that are the stages that we specify in the GitLab CI configuration file. If we go to test, these are all the instructions that were executed in this stage. Installation of dependencies, the tests are run below here, and if the job succeeded, we'll continue with the next stage, that is deploy. If we go to deploy, this is what we have. Heroku detects that this is a Python app and the version of Python that we are using, and the dependencies, and finally our application is available here. For Rust, this is the example that I mentioned. Some files are different. We have the rocket.toml file and the instruction listed in the proc file is different as the way that we build applications using Rust is different from Python. What is important here is the URL, the base URL. This is the URL that Heroku assigned to your application. We have to specify that here. And this is the configuration for the production environment. And, well, this is for Rust, but what is important is here. This is an application built with both languages, Python and Rust, and this is the file that contains the list of dependencies for Rust, and this is the file that contains the list of dependencies for Python. And run is the bash script that contains the instruction needed for running our application, and what is important here is the Docker file that contains all of the instructions. I'm using Poetry, and I'm also using PyEN, so I have to use that for configure the environment. I'm using a custom Docker image that I created, and here I am specifying the version of Python that I will be using for this application. And here I install the dependencies of Python and create a copy of that. So the CI/CD tool doesn't need to install those libraries again, only if there are some changes or there is a new version of that. Okay, well, after that I configure the environment for the Python code using Poetry install, and build the dependencies of Rust by running cargo builds and preparing for a production environment. And here I specify the instructions that will be running for starting the application. And after that, after all of these instructions are added and the CI/CD tool is configured, we can check the pipelines here. We have two stages, build and release. Here we have we build the custom Docker image and add it to the Heroku registry, and here we publish that application. And if we go to the URL that Heroku assigned to the application I created, that is this one, rospythondemo.herokuapp.com, and this is just a basic example that prints a list of names that are stored in a Firebase database. And this is how we start with GitLab CI for Python projects. And I wanted to talk about how we configure a CI/CD tool like the one that GitLab provides for applications built with Rust and Python. There wasn't enough documentation about it, and I've been writing publishing some blog posts to document how to properly configure a repository and the CI/CD tool and Heroku, and I will write more about that later. But if you want to check some of the blog posts that I already posted, you can go to that. I'm writing on that, and you can find me also on MarioGMD on Twitter, and you can check the repository of the application that I showed you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, and thank you so much for joining me today.